not so important, but we've come across it many times in our mitzvahs and our hogos. Kol pinushas apoyne lo yehei elu derech yiyu elu derech yemen. Chazal tell us, any direction you do mitzvahs, you always follow the yemen, the right. Has to do with Neres Hanukkah, with Nanuim and Lulav. There's a slight connection between Sukkot and Hanukkah. The Bnei Sosa brings, Yaakov Avinu was Nifter the first day of Sukkot. It says, Yaakov Nosa Sukkoso. There's a remnant, Yaakov was Nifter the first day of Sukkot. After 70 days, he came to Kfura, Moros HaMachpelah. 70 days later, that was Hanukkah. The 70 days, the Chanita of Yaakov ended up with Hanukkah. So there's a connection between Sukkot and Hanukkah, and the Aruch HaShulchan actually brings from Sefer HaShmonoi, which is one of the Sforim Chatzoinim, not included in the Ksuvim, but it's an old document, which says there that in the times of the Yevonim, they couldn't, just read the Sefer HaShmonoi, they couldn't be mekayim the mitzvahs of Sukkah, the Shemonis of Sukkah, and therefore when they came Hanukkah and they were nitzel from the Yevonim, and they were built back the Beis Hamikdash, brought back the Avodah, the Torah mitzvahs, they celebrated Chanukah, Shmonis Yomim, was the substitute for the 8 days of Sukkot, which they couldn't keep that year. So there's a connection between the Chanukah and Sukkot. Akaponim, this has quite a lot to do with the way we go around the Bima, with the way we do the Nanuim, and the way we light the Neres Chanukah. And Afkimina, the way the Kahanim, they, when they turn around to face the Tzibbe B'Shas, they... And other afternoons we'll mention Mitzvah. Some of them, just to summarize, we go clockwise, sometimes you go anti-clockwise, which seems to be a steerer. And we'll try and understand the way we turn in different mitzvahs. We'll start off with the Nanoim. It's an interesting Sefer Ito, the Torah brings down, one of the earlier Shoinim. The Gemara talks in Menuchas and in Sukkah, where we find the Inyam Nanuim. The Gemara says, the Shtei Alechem and the Shtei Kvosom on Shavuos, they used to bring two breads and two Kobonos to do with Shavuos. And the Gemara says, you put the Lechem on the Kvosom. And the Lushna Gemara is, Moilech Emevi Ma'ale Emoirid. The Tnufa, the Anufa you do, is Moilech Emevi, backwards and forwards, Ma'ale Emoirid, up and down.
Can you get Sefer Ito these days? I tried to get it the other day.
I have a copy on two volumes, so you can get it.
Yeah?
Available. Tor brings this down. The Gemara seems that you do it in four directions. But then the Gemara says you do the Nanu, the Nufo, and the Lulav as well. Lemisha Shemai Borat Shaloi. And the Misha Dalad Ruchas Shaloi. You serve Hashem, the Ma'al Lamato, and to the Abba Ruchas. The Gemara starts with saying it's only Moilech Omevi, Ma'al and Moirid. Seems to be only four directions, up and down, backwards and forwards. But then the Gemara says it's backwards and forwards is the Misha Dalad Ruchas Shaloi. Now the Bala Itta says it's wrong to do the Nanuim of Sukkot to four directions. To Mizrach Marav Sof and Dorim, the way we do, don't do it that way. And the Rosh explains why shouldn't you do it that way? Because it says it looks like a Shesi Varav, it looks like a Tzelem, also Nino Diyoma. If you do to four Ruchois, it looks like when we say yes, no, you move your head backwards, forward, up, left, right, up and down, it's like a Tzelem, you're making a Shesi Varav. So if you do the four Ruchois, looks like a Shesi Varav. And Rosh argues it's not true. He says, by doing four, not two, that's a Shesi Verif. If you do six, up and down, and then four sides, that's not. Then you haven't done a Shesi Verif. If you only do up and down, and then backwards and forwards, that's a Shesi Verif. If you do four Ruchos, four directions, plus up and down, you've eliminated the Shesi Verif. And it's, Emma says, the Mishavur brings it down, Legava Krishma, well, we say, when you say Echad, Yishu Mamlech, L'Abba Ruchos Oilum. So the Bechava brings down, Yesh Nahagim, to actually move your head in four directions. And Mishmur brings down, you shouldn't do four directions I could do yes and no, because that'd be a shasiv erev. If you want to move your head, actually move your head, move it, move the whole head. Don't just motion up and down. You move your head to four directions. It shouldn't be like a shasiv erev. You have to move it to four sides. Or you do it with your eyes. But the Mishnah brings down, you wouldn't move your head only up and like yes and no. That's to do with how many directions we are nailed to. Now, come to the point. The way we start the nanuah, which direction we follow, clockwise or anti-clockwise. Now, the Truma Sadeshan brings a shaala. When you walk around the bima with a lulav or the shanas, or you do the nanuah, which way do you walk around, clockwise or anti-clockwise? Now, if we say, let's forget about the clockwise or anti-clockwise. Kol pinashat apoyin loher eila derechamin. Always follow to the right. You're going to have a big problem. Because those sitting in front of the bima, their right, if they would start moving right, they would go clockwise. Those at the back of the bima, their right, would be anti-clockwise. So if you everyone is taking the lulav and going to start poyin loyimin, go to your right.
Why is it anti-clockwise? Facing the mirror, so everybody's right is to turn the same. No, but
if you've got to turn right, you've got to. If you want to turn right, towards your right.
There or there? If you're in the front, you mean any kind of. One
second. If you're in the front, you're going to have some face, some sit towards the beam, some sit this way, right? Now, if you start facing your right, if you can go right, and these go to the left, or to their right. You're going to have two circles. You're going to have a lot of traffic. If you have two parts of the shul going in different directions. Now, the emphasis.
Sorry, I don't know.
The chazan, when he takes the Sefer Torah out.
Yes.
And if he faces the Aron Kodesh.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, which way is he going to start circling the bima?
That's right.
Okay.
So you have to turn round and then go right.
If he does liyaminoi, he would be going clockwise.
Yes.
Not the way we do, anti-clockwise. So why, when the chazan takes out the Sefer Torah, does he go anti-clockwise?
That's why he faces, though.
What?
That's why he faces.
Oh, so, what, technically what Truma Desha says, the chazan faces the oilim. You say gadol hashemiti. That's how many to face on college, but gadol hashemiti. You should face the oilim, and once you face the oilim, then your right is now
going anti-clockwise.
So that's how you. That's why the chazan will turn around before he starts his circle. Otherwise, he'd have to start a circle going clockwise, going to his right. Now. The emphasis of the Kahanim, when they turn round, we don't know, whoever Kohen would know, they turn round, they face the Aron Kodesh, and they turn round to do Birchas Kahanim. They don't go the same way the Chazan goes to Sefer Torah. For some reason, they come up to the Aron Kodesh, and they wait facing the Aron Kodesh. And then when they turn round, in the middle of the Bracha, they go clockwise. They go to their right. They're not circling the bima, they're circling around, they're going in a circle, in a semicircle for the duchening, and they come back, continuing to their right, making a full circle. They're not circling the bima, they're going around in a circle. So they're starting off not facing the oil, they're starting off facing the Aron Kodesh, and then they make a complete turnaround, a circle, which is the other way which the chazan goes. The chazan would go, when he takes steps, so we all know, walks anti-clockwise. They turn a full circle, they end up at the same point they started off, facing on Kodesh, but they go around themselves, why we call it, they turn clockwise. Now, that's to do with Nanuim and the Kahanim. Now, what happens Chanukah? Now, tonight, we add another in there. Now, what we do, as a Pesach HaShulchan Aruch, we start lighting the Ner HaNoisef. the additional light. We want to make sure osanism on the additional nair, which we didn't have yesterday. Since we are Mahadrim and Mahadrim, we add. You don't have to. You can do one per day. If we want to add, then it would be an inyan to make the brochas osanism on the additional nair, on the nair on nair. Now, the Truma session brings two mahalchim. In which direction you light to? Now we go right. Kol pinishat apoin lo yehel derechamin. So we go right. But think about it. We're not starting off right. We're starting off wrong. We're starting off to the left. Tonight, when you'll start the second candle, you're going to start. The second candle is placed to the left of the candle of yesterday. So who says kol pinishat apoin lo yehel derechamin means? Going right, maybe it means starting right. Now, he brings the two mahalchim, the Bnei Rainus, which we follow, and the Bnei Ostreich. They're different menhogim. Our minig is to start to the left and go towards the right. Their minig was no. Their minig was to start on the right and then go to the left. And they understand kol pinshat the point lo yeh el derechamin means start and go to the right. Now I'll explain to you very simply, which is a bit contradictory what we do. When you open up the paroichos, you have psiche on the Aron Kodesh. Which direction do you open the paroichos to? You go to your right, to the right hand side of the paroichos, and you move it to the left.
Not everywhere.
Not everywhere.
Not everywhere.
Right.
Where
in the monks, they've got one Aron HaKodesh that goes one way and another that goes the other.
Is that Dafka?
Probably for practical reasons.
Okay, so I'm not talking practical.
I think behind you, the Baruchas moves to the right.
Two Baruchas in
there? No, there's only one.
Right, okay.
And it moves to the right when you open it. Are you talking about opening the
Baruchas? Oh, the Baruchas. You go to your right. And you open to the left.
But we don't start from there and open it that way.
He monks the strings there and he pulls it to get cut to the right.
Yeah?
Yeah, the pulley's on the other side. And it pulls towards the...
Okay. So, the...
You can't bring a riot from a Meister
shop. No. They're different menhogim. These are menhogim of Dafka. The point is, what does Yemin mean? Does Yemin mean you start off on Yemin?
Yeah.
Or does it mean... You go towards Yemen. That means you start on the left and walk, make your way towards Yemen. That's the machloikas. Kudus the machloikas is what kol pinish at the point lo yeder chumim means.
On those where you start from the right and go to the left,
right.
Does that mean you light candle number one? That's the first day first.
That's right. So they would light on the minigas of those who go immediately to the right, they would start opposite to what we do. They go to the first candle, yesterday's candle, and then continue. Going left. Wouldn't be the way we do going towards Yemin. But we start and go, when you have a choice, where do you go to? First, go to your right. Once you go right, then you do what you need to do. Technically, you end up lighting towards the left. But you have to go towards the right. Like when you open the parochus, you go towards the right, and that's the strings on the right. That's where you open the parochus from. You go to your right. We'll soon go back there in a second. Al Kaponim. First, the transition goes a bit off the topic. He says maybe the differences in menhogim, the way they light towards the left or towards the right, had nothing to do with kol pinishat apoin lo yehel derechamin. He says the rubber, even Talmud Chachamim didn't have mezuzahs on all the doors. They had the mezuzah on the front door, and they had what they call the Beis HaChorif, a room. They had one room where everything was there. They couldn't put mezuzah on the door, so they didn't have mezuzahs on their doors. So if you light where you have a mezuzah, you light on the opposite side. If you light where there's no mezuzah, you light on the right-hand side of the door. Now, their minig was to start lighting the closest near to the door. So if you have, if you're standing outside the room, and you have your closest near would be next to the Pesach, next to the door frame, and you have no mezuzah, so you would be going from right to left. You'd be hitting the first nair, which is by the door frame, and then you're going leftwards. So it's not because kol pinishat apoin, it's because they didn't have a mezuzah on their door, and they lit the Chanukah next to the nair next to the Pesach, and they would choose to light the first nair next to the door, so automatically they would go from right to left. We have mezuzahs on all our doors. So if we put the ner, we start the ner somuch to the door frame, then you'd go from left to right. So that's the way he explains why the difference of menugim was, if they didn't have mezuzahs or did have mezuzahs. But he said, "Be'emes, the machlokes was how you, what the terminology of called pinushat apoyin, does it mean go towards the right, or does it mean start on the right and then follow whatever you need to do?" Now, the Levush and other paskim hold very strongly, not like a Shulchan Aruch, not like our minig, that we like the Chanukah, the nearest Chanukah, from left to right, going toward the right direction. He says, no, you start on the right. And he brings a couple of rais. The first rai he brings is from the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Kohanim went up Kevish, went up the ramp to split the dam on the Mizbeach, they went anti-clockwise. They turned right and went anti-clockwise. So he says, Vakofos HaMizbeach was anti-clockwise, and therefore, when you do a mitzvah, you do Neres Chanukah, you also go what he calls from the right to the left, is anti-clockwise. You go towards your left, it's anti-clockwise, sort of. And therefore, same way the Mizbeach, the Kohen went up, they went anti-clockwise. Same way when you do Neres Chanukah, you do anti-clockwise. That's one Raya he brings. Then he brings a Raya from the instinct and from what he calls Teva. He says, instinctly, if you ask anyone, turn around. You're facing Mizrach, facing any direction. Make a complete circle. How would you turn around? If you think it's a problem. But if you don't think what you do, which people don't, just ask, just turn around. Which way would you turn around? You wouldn't. You turn anti-clockwise. Try it. Okay, I'll think about this. I can't prove anything. But if you don't think about it, ask someone to turn around. And it says, the instinct is, that's where you turn, and that's where you do the mitzvahs. Oh, so, by Boy Sholem, the way, the direction you turn, also be negated that. What's the way you turn round instinctly? So, well, the Gam Shitzalavush says, you do everything anti, the chush is, you go anti-clockwise. And therefore you do the Chanukah Neres also anti-clockwise. Then he says, another right, derech haksiva, how we write the alubis, right, Sefer Torah, you go from right to left. Different than going, right from left to right, we write right to left, therefore the mitzvah should be done from right to left. Kol pinushat amoyna means, you start off at your right, and then you continue. That's me, kol pinushat amoyna, always start on right. That's what we ksiva Sefer Torah, ksiva Zosh HaKodesh, starts from right to left. And you pass kaluch alamas that way. Ba'emus, a few hundred years ago, just after the time of Shulchan Aruch in Italy, there were many Gedoyi Yisroel, there were many controversy, many sforum on the subject. There was a huge machloikus. In the shuls, they went rabim in different directions, and the nanum were done differently. Even now, today, people in shuls do nanum in different menhugim. People don't really care, or don't take notice. But then there was very, people very machmed with what people were doing. And a lot of machloikus in what the right way is to do either. The Rosh says, the Lulav as well. When you start doing the Nanuim, the Chabad Shulchan says, you start the Nanuim do, you all face Mizrach, and then you go to your right, which is clockwise. He says, no, you go anti-clockwise. His idea is, you always face the right, instantly you go anti-clockwise, and the Ksiv is anti-clockwise. All mitzvahs are done anti-clockwise. You start with Yamin, so Nanuim, you go the other way around, what we normally tend to do, what we do. So it was a big machlokes in the way you do the Nanuim, or the way you do the Neres Chanukah. There are many sforim written on this subject, what Yamin means. He brings, you know, about Korah, he brings, well, it says in the Torah, for us, we're talking about expanding, we're talking about not going directions, we're doing Yom of Akedma, two extreme, two opposites. So Tzofoyin of Negba, also two opposites, right, left, front, and back. So it's not, we're not talking about directions to go, but the Pesukim in Parshas Maaseh says, Madoisem, the Migdash Aleviim, the Pesuk says, Madoisem chutz l'yes pas Kedmo, ves pas Negev, ves pas Yom, ves pas Tzofoyin. Kedmo is Mizrach, then pas Negev is Dorim, then Yam, then is Marav, and then Tzofoyin. So the Torah talks about quite clearly directions. The Torah is going from Mizrach to
south
to Dorim.
Yeah.
So it's going clockwise.
Clockwise.
So it says, don't ask, don't bring a right from that pasuk, because that's Kodu Levim, that's Mitzvah Gevura. You got a whole Kabbalah. When we do the Nanum is when do the Chasodim, so we go right, that's clockwise, because that's Gvura, that's don't bring right for that posuk. Well, there is we do find a posuk, we go clockwise. But the Vush is very clear in Nanum and in Neres Chanukah, you always go anti-clockwise, you start at the right and you then go towards the left. Now that's the Shittas HaLevush. The Tirzov argues the Levush. But he agrees to Mechanakelecht. He also lit the Chanakelecht opposite the way we do. But he said, why is there no raya from Mizbech? The Kehanim went up the Mizbech, and the Gemara says they went anti-clockwise. So that's not really true. They did go anti-clockwise, but the reason they went anti-clockwise is because they went the Kevish. The Kevish was on the north of the Mizbech. Sorry, the south of the Mizbech. It was on Dorim, going towards Sufan. So when they went up the Kevish, the first thing they went, Liyaminom, they went to their right. And that's why they start off anti-clockwise, because they weren't facing Mizrach, they were facing Tzofen. When they went up to the Kevish, they were facing Tzofen, and they went immediately right to their right. And that's why they started going anti-clockwise. So don't bring a right from Mizbech. Akapunim, and then the Torazov discusses the instincts, which the Levush says, when someone turns without thinking, you turn anti-clockwise. He says, don't bring a right from there. He says, because if so, why would Chazal have to tell you, don't say anything. Do naturally, do what instinct says. You'll go anti-clockwise. If that's what Chazal wanted to tell us, why are they telling us something? Obviously they're telling us, no, don't do your instinct. Don't do it that way. Do it differently. Don't go naturally the way you would do it from right to left. Go from left to right. That's what Torah argues in Levush. Chazal telling us, don't do it that way. And Tosfos adds, he says, if you look at the words Chazal said, they don't say, Kol pinis yiyu derechimin. Kol pinis shatvin lo yiyu ele derechimin. They're emphasizing, don't do it the normal way which you would do instinctly, go from right to left. Lo yiyu adrab, go derechimin. Don't do what you would naturally do, because as you come to a mitzvah, be mahapach yoteva. Show you're doing it because you're Eved Hashem. Not because this is what's easy for me to do, or this instinctly I have to do. No. Do it against your nature. And he says, even the Ksiva Sefer Torah would also be against your nature. But if you think about it, a Sofer, when he writes from right to left, it's very, very difficult for him. Because his hand is always going to smudge the ink. If you're left handed, it's much easier to write. But if you're right handed, most people are, and you write Sefer Torah, your hand is always, you write in Lashon Kodesh, it's very easy. Write English very easy. You're not smudging. You're writing. You're not going back on the oasis. If you're writing Lashon Kodesh, it's against the Teva. If you write from right to left, it's very difficult. You have to be very careful. It's difficult, extremely difficult to write Lashon Kodesh when you go from right to left. So Adrav, that's the Hepech HaTeva. Hashem wants you, don't do what the instinct is, go from left to right. Adrav, do a mitzvah, go Hepech HaTeva. When you light the menorah, don't go from right to left. Adrav, do Hepech HaTeva. And Emma says the Maril brings this argument of two different menhogim, how to explain called Pinushat Lo Yehera Derechemin. And he says, some people say the reason they are makif from right to left, not from left to right, is because when you do Oysa Sholem, you first bow down towards your left and then towards the right. Why? Why do we go first left and right? We should be called Pinushat Poin. First you mean then left. Because we're doing Oysa Sholem, we're going back from the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is facing us. So the Yemin of the Shekhinah is our left. Someone facing you is left to your right. So we first bow down to the left, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's right. So he says that's true for Oysa Sholem. That's not true for Lulav. We're not then opposite the Shekhinah to start facing left. And he says, it could even be, that's the reason why we write our Sefer Torah from right to left. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was ke'ilu kav yochel, Hashem was sitting opposite him, and he was writing the Sefer Torah, so he wanted to write it like he does Moshe Shalom. That's why he went from right to left, and therefore we also write our Sefer Torah the way Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah. Ke'ilu Shechinas Kenegdoi, write it opposite, the wrong way, Ke'ilu, because that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, because he was opposite Hashem, so he wanted to go to Hashem's right. And therefore, that's why he writes Sefer Torah that way. If Emma says, and then the Tosfos adds another point. The Levush brought a raya, the way you write the hour, Aleph base, is from, or the Sefer Torah is from right to left. And that's the way you should write the Menorah, from right to left. So Tosfos says it's not true. If you think how you write the Oisius, every os itself is formed from left to right. It's true the words, the Oisius, or the words, Psukim, are formed, you read it from right to left. But every os itself, when a Sefer writes it, starts off at the left corner, and you form the ois, we're not talking about script, which is not the proper writing. Ksav Sefer Torah, you start from left, you go to right. If you look at every os on its own, you actually start from left to right. It's true the whole ksiva is from right to left. But if you look at every os, it's from left to right. And some the Levush and the Rama Pana, those who argue it's not true. Not every os is formed from left to right. And who says you can consider something in the middle being formed as a direction? When you finish an os and you go to the next os, that's going from right to left, left to right. But each os on its own, is that considered going from left to right? But Emma says, the Mekabulim say when you write from right to left, you write like Midas Adin, you're going towards the left, the small. Each os on its own, you write from left to right. So it's like Mahapach Midas Din Terachim, it's Mamtik Adinim. You take the Din and you're actually changing it from Din to Rachim, you're starting from left towards the right. And so we do with the Tlesidayim, do the same thing. You take the Tlesidayim, you take the Keli, you take in the right hand, you give it over to the left hand, and then the left hand is Meshamash, the right hand. It's like you take the Rachim, you give it to the Din, and Amtokas Adinim is, you give it for the left hand to be Meshamash, the right hand first, so that's your Kubik Machniyah, the Mitzvah Din. Same way, like the Oisis and Sefer Torah, you write right to left, but then the actual Os is written from left to right, is to make from Din back to Rachman. Now, just for the closing argument, to sum it up, the Levush said, we follow our instincts, you go from right to left. And he says, Kol Pinshat Poin Lo Yeher Derachmin, means go head to the right and then continue. He says even more than that. If you think about it, I think a mushel of a, when you steer a car, you have a steering wheel before we had power steering, those who remember. If you want to go right, where would you put more power on? You'd use the left, you'd schlep the left over towards right, and then that would direct to the right. If you want to use your right, put your koiches on the right hand side, you'd be going anti-clockwise. You'd be using your left hand to go rightwards. So the occupation of Kol Pinnah is not to turn right. Kol Pinnah is going to explain, you come to a crossroads, Kol Pinnah, go right. If it means moving your body to the right, it means you move to the left. You take your right hand side and you put power on the right to move it. Which way would you move? If you have a steering wheel, you have to put pressure on the right hand side. Use the image. Go to the right hand side steering wheel and use the pressure to move it. It would move it to the left. So Kol Pinnah, the point he explains, doesn't mean when you come to crossroads, go right. No. Use your right to make a motion and move it. Which direction will that take you to? That will take you to the left. If I'm telling you, use your right hand, use your right part of your body to move. So you move it towards the left. If you want to move right, you use the left hand part of the body. So Kol Pinshat Poina means, it doesn't mean head that direction. It means use your right hand side of the body and then you go left. That's been Kol Pinshat Poina. It means you come to Chanukah, start on the right and go towards the left. And the answer to that is, or the other, the shita which we, the Shulchan Aruch, is that a person, like a protractor, the leg which is fixed, is that's the direction you want to go to, and you're moving your other leg towards that part. So that would be Derech Min. Derech Min is the fixed point, and it's true you're moving your left hand side to go right, but the main part is where the fixed point is. That's the Yemin. So The machlokes is how you look at yamin. Do you look at yamin as moving your yamin, or the yamin is the fixed point and you're moving the left hand part to go towards the yamin? So machlokes is how you light the Neres Chanukah. And what we do is we go towards the shleimus. We start on the left, going, making our way towards the yamin, to which is the machosa la sholem kelu, from the small to yamin. Just. One last nekuda, the Mishmura brings, and the Chanukah, which we do, not like the Levush, we start off the left, go towards the right. There is a problem, a slight problem, in Avir HaMitzvahs. If you're standing, if your Shabbos is on the right of Avir, for example, you're standing with Shabbos, and you have to move to the left to go back to the right, be a Chashal of Avir HaMitzvahs. So he says from Chayodam, place yourself by the new candle. The new candle should be in front of you, and then move to the right. But if you're going, leaving out the old candles, we have Shalom Emir Mitzvah. This candle in front of you, and felt called Levush, which is this should be the right way to start with the right. So position yourself towards the left, and then walk ilu or move your hands towards the right. That's the right way of lighting the Chanukah.
Very
good.
Thank you.
Thank you.